Welcome to the Unstoppable Show. I'm your host, Jenny Lane, and I'm here to help you become unstoppable in your small business so that you create a money-making brand that changes yours and your family's life for good. This show is perfectly suited to female entrepreneurs working from home, growing small profitable businesses in the online space. Let's dive in to this episode. Hey girl, can we have a conversation about overcomplicating things in your business in the online space? This is something that I see an awful lot of, and I think that the overcomplication of lots of things to do with your business can result in you feeling overwhelmed. It can result in you feeling like you can't cope with all of the things that you need to do in your business. It can leave you feeling drained. It can leave you feeling like you are never going to make any progress. And it can leave you feeling like your business is really very fragmented. And more importantly than anything, it can create really poor customer client experiences and journeys in your business if you start to overcomplicate. So I'm going to give you an example of this because I see it a lot, and that is Instagram. So lots of us use Instagram as a platform to be able to get some visibility, to be able to show up for free at the moment, to grow an audience, and to hope that that audience at some point is going to turn into paying customers and clients for us. And like me, you probably follow some Instagram gurus who are business owners showing up, and they are teaching you all about how to grow on Instagram to get a huge following. Now, first of all, for me, having a huge following on Instagram is not a key priority. I would rather have a smaller following that is very well aligned to my business than to have a massive following that isn't. And that's ultimately what often happens when people start to get into the realms of hundreds of thousands of followers that they've got really quickly through viral trends and that sort of thing. But when I'm showing up on Instagram and I'm taking a look at some of the content that the Instagram gurus are putting out, some of them nail it really well. Some of them show up and they share about how to grow on Instagram, and they do so in a way that is very clear and very simple and not overcomplicated. But then I see other gurus showing up and talking in detail about all of these nuts and bolts that you have to kind of attach together on Instagram in order to make that platform work for you. And it can be incredibly overwhelming when we start to believe that we have got to do all of those things to have any success on the platform. Now, I would just start by saying that I think follower numbers on social media platforms are very overrated. I know many businesses that have hundreds of thousands of followers and they are struggling financially in their businesses because their followers are not particularly well aligned to buying their products and services. And so I'm always very cautious about being sucked into the vortex of these are all of the things that you have to do on these social media platforms in order to get traction, to grow a massive following, which is then going to give you a six-figure a month business. Not true. Doesn't always equate to that. So some of the things that I have seen personally myself have been things like with every piece of social media content you put out, you need to have a really great hook that pulls people in the first 3 seconds to get them to stop the scroll. And then once you've created a really great hook, you've kind of got to take people on a journey with a beginning and a middle and an end. And your visuals have to be absolutely exceptional. And you should be using viral music and you should be using viral trends and looking at those trends and jumping on them when they're young to make the most of that sort of thing. And you should be going and finding loads of other big accounts to follow and turning on notifications. And every time they post, you should be heading over to those large accounts and dropping a comment so that all of their followers see your comment and hoping that you get pinned on their accounts as a comment. And I'm not suggesting that, excuse me, any of these things can't work for you. But quite often when I see the social media gurus showing up and talking about this is how you have to show up on Instagram in order to be successful on the platform, these people are spending like 5, 6, 7 hours a day on that platform in their business. Now, for me, it just absolutely does not make sense for me to be spending that level of time on one social media platform in order to try to get some viral content, or in order to try to bring followers from other people's accounts over onto mine, or in order to get enough content out there that means that I'm being visible on the platform 5 times a day, every day. And for me, that all sounds very overcomplicated. Now, I will just say that I have ladies that are in my my inner circle, in my coaching groups, my paid for services, who have grown 10,000 plus followers on their Instagram accounts. And they have done that really without following any of the so-called, this is what you've got to do in order to be able to succeed on Instagram. In fact, they've stayed very much in their own lane, posting the type of content that they like posting, that's really great quality content. They haven't been posting every single day. They've posted every other day at best. They haven't been doing reels that are fancy reels. They haven't been doing lots of collaborating on other accounts. They haven't been doing lots of lives. They've just done the thing that they know they can cope with and that works for them. And they've kept it very simple. And as a result of keeping it very simple, they've grown a following in excess of 10,000 followers, and they are selling their products and their services to those followers. So for me personally, my goal on Instagram is to get in front of small business owners, female small business owners who are struggling, and to let them know that I'm here to help and support them. And so far I have managed to do that, and to have ladies come into my inner circles that are my pay for products and services, and to stick around with me for the long term. And I've done it without any collaborations. I've done it without doing anything that is trending or viral. I've done it without going and posting 30 times on other accounts before I post something on my own. Do I try to use good hooks? Yes, I do. That's one of the things that I do focus on quite a lot in my business, is more unique content that is my own content, my own ideas, rather than copycatting off the back of everyone else. But I just try to keep it as simple as I can. So the majority of my content on Instagram, for example, carousels, and then I chuck in a few reels here and there that are not overly difficult to do. They don't take me massive amount of time. And slowly but surely, I have built a credible following over on the platform. And in particular, I have built a following of ladies who are the perfect fit for my business, who have then gone on to buy my products and services from me. And I've been able to do that without overcomplicating the whole strategy. So that applies to everything else in your business. It applies to the funnels that you create for your business that you're going to take people through. It applies to your website or your marketplace platform. It applies to the products and the services that you are putting out there. People these days do not want overcomplicated. People these days do not want to have a degree in something or another in order to be able to take on board and be part of your business, your service, your products, your content, And so your goal as a business owner is to kind of just drown out all of that noise that's all about, these are the thousand and one things. Sorry, ladies, turn that off. These are the thousand and one things you've got to do in order to be successful on Instagram or on Pinterest or on YouTube or with your emails or with your products or with your services. You've got to tune out most of the noise. There's nothing wrong with you being part of, following, listening to credible experts who can help you, who can help you learn, who can help guide you. But you still have to temper that with cherry picking what makes sense. And for me personally, what makes sense in my business is to try and keep things as simple as I possibly can, not just for me, but for my customers and my clients. And I've had to learn that through experience. I've had to learn that through becoming overcomplicated with certain things and then realizing how messy those things were and then having to really kind of dilute them back down again. And I'll give you an example of that for what it's worth. I have my VIP group coaching, and it has been a very successful service that I have offered. A lot of the ladies that are in that group coaching have now been with me coming up for a year consistently, which in itself speaks volumes about the service. But one of the things that I have done in the past with that group coaching service is I've overcomplicated it. So, excuse me, we've got a private chat group, which is really brilliant, and it's very active and very busy, and it's just an Instagram chat group, nothing more fancy than that. I've set up a membership for those ladies to be able to go in and access all sorts of different trainings. And then I decided to go from the membership and to create an app instead and have all of the content in the app. And then I'd got this period of time where I'd got the membership and the app running side by side. And it was all just becoming way too complicated and way too messy. Ladies were having to go with this place for one thing, this place for another thing, this place for another thing. And for me, as a business owner, it was becoming too messy to manage. And so, what I've had to do is to make the decision to simplify that as much as possible. And all I've done in order to simplify is we keep the chat group, and then everything else comes back under one roof in one place in one membership where you can access all of the replays of our live sessions. You can access all of the additional training that I do, all of the bonus content that I do. And it's simplifying it again for me and making it as easy as possible for the ladies that are in my group coaching to be able to access all of the content and the training that I create for them. And systematically, what I'm doing is going through my business, and I'm doing that with every part of my business. So another example has been that I have two levels of coaching at the moment. I have VIP group coaching, which is a lower ticket item, and I have my mastermind, which is a higher ticket item. And I was running both of those services separately. And again, it wasn't making sense. And I also wanted to introduce a slightly lower ticket item for kind of coaching services that was for ladies that are earlier on in their business journey who maybe don't have the budget for mid and high ticket. And so what I'd ended up with was these three different kind of coaching groups: Thrive, which was lower ticket, VIP group, which is mid ticket, and Mastermind, which was high ticket. And it all became very fragmented. And it didn't make sense because I was offering the same sort of support, the same sort of content, the same sort of training in each one of those three levels, but just at a different level, dependent on where people were coming in. And so I made the decision to simplify. And what I've done now is I've taken Thrive, which I never even launched. I've taken Thrive, low ticket, VIP group coaching, which has been around for a year now, and Mastermind, which has been around for about 3 months now. And I've merged them all into one product called the Unstoppable Club. And you can come into the Unstoppable Club at either starter level, growth level, or scale level, dependent on where you are in your business journey. And everything happens under one roof inside a membership, the Unstoppable Club. And then all of the lives take place on Zoom, replays go into the Unstoppable Club, and the private chat group stays in Instagram. But it has simplified that whole model very significantly for me, which is making it much easier for me to manage, much easier for me to continue to add content to. But most importantly, it's made it much easier in terms of people being able to see that service and understand how it works and how it can fit with them at any one of the three levels. And then when they sign up for the service, how easy it is for them to have access to everything that is within that service. So the kind of the moral of this video is, with everything that you are doing in your business, please keep on asking yourself whether you are making it as simple as you can for yourself and as simple as you can for your audience, your customers and your clients. Business, when it comes to selling our products and services, business when it comes to being visible, business when it comes to creating content, business when it comes to communicating with your tribe, does not have to be overcomplicated. And sometimes we feel that we have to overcomplicate things in order for people to feel that they are getting a lot of value from us. And that simply isn't the case. You have to simplify what you're doing in any way you can to make having access to you and your knowledge and your expertise and your products and your services and your visibility online as easy as you possibly can make it for the audience that you are showing up to serve. So the takeaway here is, always be mindful of this whole getting sucked into all of these vortexes of complication that gurus and coaches are showing up and saying you should be doing in order to be successful in the online space. And what I want you to do from all of those coaches, myself included, is to cherry pick what makes sense and what is going to work best for you and your audience from a simplistic point of view. And anything else that doesn't make sense, isn't compatible with you, who you are, who your business is, who you're showing up to serve, is just noise that you need to drown out. And you need to not be sitting there convincing yourself that you are going to fail because you're not showing up and engaging with 30 other Instagram accounts before you post on your own, or you're going to fail because you're not using loads of very specific keywords in your Instagram content, or you're going to fail because when you're sending out an email to your list, you're not doing it in this overly complicated way that some guru has told you about, or you're going to fail because your product images are not as 100% pristine as some coach is telling you they need to be. You just do not need to be that detailed and complicated about what you're doing in your business in order for it to make sense and in order for it to be of value to people. Yes, you have got to create products and services and content that is of value to people and is appealing to the people you're showing up to try and capture and serve. But it doesn't have to turn into this nightmarish, overcomplicated strategy that means that you end up spending 5 hours a day on Instagram. Girl, thanks for showing up, being here and tuning into this episode. I appreciate you. Remember to subscribe so that you'll receive a notification when more episodes go live. And why not share this podcast with another female business owner who you know will get value from being here? I want you to stay on your business. I want you to stay committed to your business. I want you to become unstoppable in your business. And I'll catch up with you for more business success tips real soon. Take care. Bye for now.